Good morning, good morning. Okay, today we're going to take up I am not born, I do not die. Okay. So, as we always do, we're going to follow a breath and just bring to our understanding that this is a journey of remembrance. A remembrance of what I already am. I have nothing to attain. I have nothing to change. I have nothing to fix and nothing to find. I already am. I am now. As I rest in the real, I rest in what is. And no matter what the appearance may be, it unfolds within the vastness of my being, within the vastness of awareness. All is perfect. So let us listen from the heart and rest back in the stillness. Life is, and we are naturally in its flow. Okay. As we go along in our spiritual journey, one of the truths that we need to come to peace with is that there is no birth and there is no death. At least not in the way that we have been taught. Okay. Now, I know some of you may have already reached this place of understanding, but for some who are working towards it, I thought we would take this up today. Just a small piece of a very vast and deep subject. Okay. Now, the first part is to see that without a birth, there can be no death. Okay. Without a birth, there can be no death. But unfortunately, that's not what we're taught. We are taught that we are born, that we're born and have a span of so many years, hopefully, barring any unforeseen accidents. And after a certain span of years, then at some place along that way, we die. That is how we are taught. That is what we have all learned. But in the mysteries or the mystical teachings, we look at that from a different perspective. We look from a higher place. Okay. We look from the heart, we look from the light, so to speak, that is our natural self. We look from that place, not from the mind, not from head. So we do have to look, And we do have to, at some place, at some point, acknowledge that we are not the flesh of this body, that it is an instrument in consciousness that is being used for the journey of remembrance or awakening. Okay. The body is not a person or an ego. The body actually is an accumulation of vibration, vibrations to atoms, the energy, the whole thing. So a body is that coming into a visible appearance. But it isn't who nor what we are. Okay. So just I want you to follow a breath. And in the flowing of that breath, as you turn inward, okay, just in that flowing, an awareness of the flowing, and an awareness of turning inward. Just watch how the body begins to relax. As you release attention from an outer appearance, that calmness settles in and the body begins to relax. It's a letting go. Okay. So we're going to follow that breath as it flows to that center of being. Just watching. Could be a little beams of light coming and going, however you choose to imagine it. And follow that down to a vibrational level of knowing. I just know. We sometimes can't explain how we know it or why we know it, but we all have that intuition. And internally within us, we can say, I just know. I can't explain it, but I just know. That's a vibrational level. Okay. We're just following the flowing. Okay. And you're just going to drift along as if you were a leaf just flowing in the river. No concerns, no cares. Everything is taken care of by the flow. Moving you along to your experiences and opportunities. We may have thought we made choices to do certain things and be certain places, but it is this flowing of love, of life, that carries us to that experience. To that next opportunity of seeing clearly, that next opportunity. It is this life that we are, that we flow in. Okay. And this flowing continues and carries us to where we need to be in our experiences, but we remain resting in a heart of oneness. That is our natural place, resting in the heart. So as you go along now, let there be an awareness of just a breath flowing and recognize there is no physical body able to go where you are right now. You're there without body. You are there without a mind, just resting in this flowing, resting in the awareness of it. Because you are in the essence that you are. And you are flowing along in the river of life. And you are having an experience in this flowing right now. Right now. As you are resting in the flowing, not doing, not efforting, not struggling, not wishing, not hoping, just being this flow. You are in this flow and you have been brought to this experience right now by this flow, by life, to this eternal moment. That is the real. And that real is our nature. So, as this is practiced, that grip of believing I am a body, I am a mind, this is loosened. The more we stay in attention, in attunement to what I am, to what I truly am, as I continually turn within and rest in this realness. And I recognize I am actually everywhere. And I actually am not the body or the mind. They cannot go. They have not gone where I have gone. Okay. So this practicing helps us to loosen that grip of believing I am the body, I am the mind. Okay. And in, again, in this practicing, when there is a pain in the body, when there is an appearance with this form, and mind begins its story of this and that, and you have to do this, and you begin, then comes the worry or the fear. There is only fear in regards to the body having pains or issues because we fear death. To us, the body is meaning life. And if there's something wrong with the body, something deteriorating with the body, the mind brings up the issues of obviously aging and dying. So that fear is part of the story of being the body, of being the person. Okay. So as long as there's a body, there's a person. And as long as there's a person, then I'm alive. There's steps in that fallacy. There's steps in that dreaming. Okay. So practicing is just a way of coming to the realization that what I'm practicing to remember, I already am that. I might not have a hold on it every minute of the day. I may slide back into being what we call person. And that's still beautiful because I can see that and take that breath and rest back in what I truly am. And what I truly am isn't the body and it isn't the mind. This is a journey of remembrance. So, although I am not the body, it does seem to be required in this dream that I might be schooled in the reality of my true self. Okay. So, we have this instrument. It's like we have a car as an instrument. We get into the car, we drive it, and it ages, and eventually we just lay that vehicle aside, okay, and probably eventually take up a new one. And it is the same with the body. It is our vehicle. Okay. So it is required in order that the essence can be schooled in the reality of the true being. Nowhere else can we have the opportunity of coming out from under a sense of separation or a sense in duality. Okay. So we breathe deeply. And we continue to rest in this flowing of life. And as we see we are not the body, then it rises with that awareness that we can also see more clearly and have a deeper understanding of since I am not the body, neither am I the mind. Okay, so we can see from what I call that higher altitude, that higher understanding, or that deeper understanding as we go through this practice, and we recognize more clearly and more deeply as we, obviously, the more the practice, the better we are getting at it. But through this practice, we can see my true home is the center of being, is in that place of silence, stillness. And the more often we rest there, the clearer it is to us what I am. And again, it's through this practicing of watching thoughts, that the more they are watched and seen for what they are, which is thoughts are just words coming to our awareness, but in the seeing, actually, the less the thoughts come. The more often they are watched, the less they will come. Why? Because in your watching, you're not touching them, you're not picking them up, you're not embracing them, you're not loving them. They have no place to come to. There's nothing there, there's no energy there attracting them. There's no attention. That energy of attention is like a magnet. Okay? So as we remove our attention from the thoughts by just watching them, there's no attraction for them. Okay? And there's no engagement. It's the engaging them that keeps them coming. Okay. So we go through our practices of devotion. And again, it truly is devotion to be in love with myself, to set this world aside and view it from a deeper understanding. So, in these practices, we can recognize clearly that we cannot be the body. And we just can't be the mind. It is this oneness, this flowing, this gentleness, that all-encompassing oneness that is what is present. And if that is all that is present, then it becomes clearer and clearer that this is what I am. If this is all there is, then this is what I am. Nothing else to be. It is the oneness that is present, and that oneness is not a body and not a mind. And that oneness is the nature of what I am. Okay. So, as we follow a breath, giving it our attention, and we're resting in this flow. We're resting in what life is. And everything is in this moment. Everything unfolds in this moment. All is right now. Okay? It's not going to be tomorrow, and it's not going to, and it wasn't yesterday. It's right now. All that is, the magnitude, the vastness, the infinity, all of that is right now. So, as I rest with the truth of not being a body, I can then acknowledge I could never have been born. And if I have never been born, then as we understand that, it concludes with, I will never die. Now, mine want to jump, might want to jump all over that. That's fine. Flowing into an opportunity to just watch the thoughts instead of engaging them, if mind is trying to do that. But in looking at these quiet minutes that we have just had, I can see a death and I can see a birth. Let me show you. As we go through our devotion of self-knowing, self-recognition, self-love, I can see the death of false beliefs. I can see the death of erroneous ideas dying away in the bright light of true understanding. I can see that. Okay. And have you not had new understandings born in you, shown to you? Okay. For you to contemplate and to recognize the depth of their meaning, have you not had these new things born in you? Okay. And have you not died to some old conditioning and have let go of what is no longer serving you in loving peace? So have you not died to these things and had newness born? Excuse me. So we are continually dying and being reborn every moment. But we do not get born as a body, nor do we die as a body. Okay. We are. You might say we die to some level of understanding as we rise in awareness of our own true self. In our devotion, as we embrace our self and truth, we begin to see that. We begin to see that birth and death have nothing to do with a material body. It's this understanding This is where we want to get to before it comes to the time when we are ready to lay this fleshly appearance aside and go on to the next classroom or to the next chapter, so to speak. We want to come into that understanding that what I am cannot be born. It can't be born, nor can what I am ever die or dissolve or dissipate. What I am is ever present. Without end, energy, vibration, energy is not born. Energy is, vibration is. So, what I am is. What I am is. Because what I am cannot be described. So, okay. What I am is. It always was. It will always be. Just is. So we contemplate, why am I here? What have I come for? Why do I have this body? This particular one, this particular appearing one, size, shape of it. Why do I have this particular one? Why, you know? And why do I have this particular life experiences? Why do I have them? Why am I in this body in this particular country? Why this particular country? Why not a different one? Why do I have these parents, this family? This job, these relationships. Why? The big question. Why? So we are to leave this experience, so to say, knowing who we are. So upon our return, if that is our karma, then this lesson learned does not need to take place again. Okay. I can certainly come and utilize another instrument, fully knowing it is an instrument and not myself, and still walk in this dream to do whatever needs to be done. So this lesson learned does not need to take place again. It says, it's like, like in school, you learn everything that you can in the third grade, and once you've got that down, whatever it is, you don't have to go through the third grade again. So we don't And it is the same in our spiritual growth, in our spiritual classes of study in contemplation. Okay. And we have our revelations, and that's our experience, and that's our learning, our revelations. We come to that through our practices, through coming into the heart and resting in silence. So once done, you don't have to learn it again. So I think, we can put into our daily devotions a deep contemplation as to why I was not born and why I do not die. I think that could be a great help. So it would be through our devotion. All practice to me is a devotion. To see how and why I am not the body. And if I'm not the body, therefore I am not a separate person. I am what is called spirit. And spirit, on a journey of clear seeing, called awakening. So, again, energy is not born, nor does it die. It just is. It is present. So when we come to this understanding, we acknowledge it, we begin to experience it in the deeperness of the stillness. We experience not being the body, and we have the experience of not being the mind. Oftentimes we're called back to believing it is if the body is in some way having an issue. We can still be called back. We can still feel that feeling of fear. Okay, now it is that point there, that feeling of fear, and you have to acknowledge if it's a fear of dying. You have to begin to look at that. That can be one of the last hurdles of this classroom is to actually look at the concepts of dying, actually what happens to the body, what transpires, and look at it and begin to recognize, yes, it's going to happen, but I will not die. I do not die. And we have to come into some peacefulness with that to take that next step in our transition. That's part of it. We're going to transition out of this body into that next experience. So once we have a comfortableness of that, that we have this understanding, about what is called being born and what is called dying, that we can take up the next question. Okay. And it's an interesting study. Where am I before I take up this instrument? And where am I after I park it and lay it aside? Where was I before I took it up? And where am I after I lay it aside? So that laying aside is just releasing your divine attention from the body form. No longer interested in it. Done the journey, did what I needed to do. Complete. And that's just a knowingness that comes. Okay. So I hope that as we've come through today, this little our talk today, that you can see that there is no birth and that there is no death in its usual meanings. And when there is a belief in birth and death, that is what is called the dream of separation. If I believe I was born, then I have to believe that you were born. That makes us different. That makes us separate. No one was ever born, and no one will ever die. It has always been spirit taking up a form, and it will always be spirit laying that form aside to continue its journey. Always been that way. There has never ever been one person born on this planet. And there's actually never been a person to die on this planet. It has always been life flowing or spirit or consciousness or God or however we choose to call it. It has always been that and will always be. So, comments or questions? It's been. Just do this. It's going to go there.
Mary,
Yes, love.
it's just amazing how this talk today it was just what I needed to hear. I don't know, it's helping me see much clearer the whole I want to go like this. The whole there's this flow and there's this life going on up here, and just I think what I'm trying to say is I felt like I dove deeper into the flow today and see clearer how important all this is for me to see.
Of course. Yes. That's why you're here. I mean, here. And with form to come into that understanding. To know myself.
Yeah, thanks.
It is a subject that we all need to take up in our journey, understanding that if I was not born, then I cannot die, and taking that into contemplation. Why can't I die? It says, it's not that we take up a mantra, I was never born, I'll never die, never. No, no. Why was I never born? Why can I not be born? What causes it that I cannot be born? And what is the cause that I cannot die, that I can never die? What is that? So we take up those into a deeper and deeper contemplation. We just don't stay on the surface saying, I'm not the body, I'm not the mind. No, that doesn't get it. No, why am I not the body? Why am I not the mind? And why can I not be born? And why can I die? Once we begin to see that, we can see that that encompasses not only the planet, but the universe. No one can ever be born, and no one can never die. Not just this individualization that is utilizing this particular form in this moment. Not just for this one, but for all. Family, friends, enemies, whatever, however you want to look at them. It's all the self. It's all yourself. I am the presence that is every individual expression on this planet. They are all the one self. So that self was never born, and that self will never die. See, there's only that one. There's only the one that is in expression as 8 billion. So that one can never be born. It cannot be separated from what is.
See that. Where you don't see that is where you're not seeing yourself.
Correct. Comes back to there's just one. Whatever that one is, that's what I am. But it's one of those things that when you start taking it back and taking it back, and you do that, I want to say decomposition, but that's not the word. Like we did in one of the classes, we went back and back and back and back and back and back until we could no longer see anything past that subatomic particles. We couldn't see the energy behind that, which was its cause. And it's there. It's there behind all of this, that out of that, again, out of that vibrational field, that energy comes, begins to come those particles, those atoms, those molecules, those into particular forms of expression. But it all comes from what we call nothing. But that nothing is complete and full. So the essence, that is the essence of my being. That nothing is what I am. So the one that is before that. And it's difficult to contemplate it, let alone try to speak it. It's just to be that experience when you are surrendered to the silence. That awareness, that knowingness. But being comfortable, I know we don't contemplate the birth, where there's no stories or difficulty. We're saying, well, I was born on August 30th, no difficulty there. But when it comes to the end of the journey using this particular instrument, that requires contemplation. That requires a knowingness so that the transition, when we choose to make that, is smooth with knowingness and understanding, rather than being forced into the transition in a fearfulness. Okay. The difference in the energy between those two choices, so to speak, is incredible. When we, I probably should do this over a whole Sunday, but when we make a transition, fear-based, that leads to a different experience than when we make the transition in knowingness,
Just resting.
peaceful awareness, that leads to a different line. So again, it comes back to the energy, that vibration that we are emanating. So that's why I feel us taking up this birth and death is quite important to get on with now. I think we're mature enough here to speak of death and transition and what that entails. It's important for us to have that in our contemplations and become familiar with it and peaceful with it and understanding of it, the knowingness of what was before I took the form, what is after I leave the form. It's not like boom, there was a popping out of something at birth and a dissolution of it at death. No, it was before it took the form, and it remains after the form is laid aside. So there is this continuum of life flowing, and it's a never ending. So we need to know about that flow, that where I came from into the form where I will transition to after. And become.
I like that. Maybe we can talk more about this next time.
Okay.
But I like that image of the river from the beginning to the ocean, that flow.
That is the most beautiful way it can be described.
Yeah.
Never-ending flowing.
Yeah.
We can all imagine that. We can all comprehend that. You know.
That's great, Mary. Thanks.
You're welcome, my love.
I'm down at the beach for the week so I can contemplate.
Cool.
Yeah.
I have to wait till I get to Michigan to get to the beach.
I'm freezing too.
Oh, okay. No, it'll be nice. It'll be warm. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, my love. If there's no other comments or questions, we'll call this one. This is complete today. Okay.
Really important. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my love. So let us pray. Most beloved self, thank you that the mind is not a burden as it is surrendered. And thank you that the body is not my true home, but an instrument for my learning. Thank you that I can never be born, and thank you that I can never die. I live and move and have my being as life. Let my learning be to trust in what I already am as I rest in the heart of silence.
Shante, shante.
Amen. Namaste.